Nolte, No One Has to Lie to Prove Michael Bloomberg's a Racist. By John Nolte on February 13, 2020. Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg is a racist. And unlike President Trump, no one has to lie to prove it. Stop and frisk is not a racist policy. If it's based on an objective criteria of reasonable suspicion or probable cause, there's nothing racist about it. Even if a disproportionate number of black people are caught up in it, it's not a racist policy as long as the criteria is applied equally to everyone. As mayor, though, Bloomberg did not apply his stop and frisk policy equally. He deliberately targeted young, black men. And then, in 2015, he bragged about his racist policy to a group of elite white people in a speech he sought to keep secret. Here's Bloomberg in his own words, emphasis mine. 95% of murders, murderers and murder victims, fit one MO. You can just take the description, Xerox it, and pass it out to all the cops. They are male, minorities, 16 to 25. That's true in New York, that's true in virtually every city. And that's where the real crime is. You've got to get the guns out of the hands of people that are getting killed. You want to spend the money on a lot of cops in the streets. Put the cops where the crime is, which means in minority neighborhoods. So one of the unintended consequences is people say, oh my God, you are arresting kids for marijuana that are all minorities. Yes, that's true. Why? Because we put all the cops in minority neighborhoods. Yes, that's true. Why do we do it? Because that's where all the crime is. And the way you get the guns out of the kids' hands is to throw them up against the wall and frisk them. And then they start, oh, I don't want to get caught. So they don't bring the gun. They still have a gun, but they leave it at home. You are black, so up against the wall. Naked racism. In fact, it's the kind of racism that takes you right back to when Democrats created and enforced segregation and Jim Crow 60 years ago in the Deep South. Here's another example, this one from 2013, where Bloomberg says the police disproportionately stop whites too much and minorities too little. And finally, what might be the worst of the bunch, Bloomberg blaming laws against mortgage redlining for the 2008 economic collapse. This is wrong on so many levels, I can hardly wrap my head around it. Here's racist Mike. Redlining, if you remember, was the term where banks took whole neighborhoods and said, people in these neighborhoods are poor, they're not going to be able to pay off their mortgages. Tell your salesmen don't go into those areas. And then Congress got involved, local elected officials as well, and said, oh, that's not fair, these people should be able to get credit. And once you started pushing in that direction, banks started making more and more loans where the credit of the person buying the house wasn't as good as you would like. Redlining is a racist policy where mortgage lenders refuse mortgages to people who live in a certain neighborhood. Most of those neighborhoods are minority neighborhoods. So no matter what the property is worth, no matter how much money you make or how good your credit is, if you live here, we won't give you a mortgage. It's an indefensible policy. If you believe in individual rights, if you believe everyone should be judged on their own personal merits, redlining is indefensible, as is Bloomberg's wholly ignorant and anti-science comments. The 2008 crash was caused by government organizations like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac doling out mortgages to people of every color who could not afford them. More so, the crash was caused by a lot of middle-class white people who purchased homes they could not afford and then used risky loans on their already overextended home as a means to turn that home into a credit card. To single out redlining is obscene and illogical. The idea that a bunch of inner-city homes, with mortgages worth about half the size of suburban homes, could tank the entire American economy is outright stupid. You know, every time Democrats and their media allies attack Trump as racist, they either have to lie or read his mind. Nothing Trump has ever said can be construed as racist, and the very fine people hoax proves Trump's no racist. Because if he really was racist, his enemies would not have to manufacture something so desperately fake, so easy to disprove. But just like Joe Biden, no one has to take Bloomberg out of context. No one has to misquote or lie about the racist things he said. All you have to do is listen to him. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.